USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden, speaking to the nation's governors, conceded Monday the steps he took earlier this year to scale up testing capacity for COVID-19 weren't enough to meet demand as a wave driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant crashes across the country.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
He added, my message to the governors is simple. If you need something, say something. We're going to have your back in any way we can. Sarah Weddington, one of the attorneys who argued the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade in 1973, died at the age of 76, a former student said Sunday. Weddington was born in 1945 in Abilene, Texas. She argued Roe in 1972 and won election in the Texas House of Representatives in 1973, where she served three terms. This is USA Radio News.
Trust, maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Long before Nelson Mandela won his freedom from 27 years of imprisonment fighting apartheid in South Africa, Archbishop Desmond Tutu earned the moniker the nation's conscience.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Agency for International Development is running out of money to pay for the Biden administration's campaign to put millions of shots in arms across the world in 2022. The agency, which works with officials in the State Department, has over the past year largely relied on more than $1.6 billion allocated through the American Rescue Plan to help facilitate the shipment and administration of COVID-19 vaccine doses internationally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Red state governors are restricting abortion pills.
Republican-led states will restrict access to abortion pills via telehealth appointments, despite a move by the FDA to lift restrictions on prescribing the drugs. Five states have explicitly banned telehealth visits to prescribe abortion medication: Arizona, Arkansas, Missouri, Louisiana, and West Virginia. An additional 15 states have mandated that a physician must be present when a patient obtains and uses an abortion drug, effectively banning the use of telemedicine for prescribing and dispensing it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley has reportedly paid over $100,000 in fines from the NFL over COVID rules. On Sunday, ESPN's Chris Mortensen said Beasley was fined $14,600 in August on a day when league officials were in the facility to review the protocols with the Bills, which the NFL did with all 32 teams before the 2021 season. Beasley was observed by one of the league officials when not complying with mandatory protocols for unvaccinated players. He continued, the $14,600 fine has been doubled on more than one occasion via video monitoring by the league. Another source believed it was just short of that amount. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.